beginnt gerade da mit sagt es geht nach von base wir gehen mit base gehen zum mal beginnt mit der gemara am bestoris lei that this whole halacha says Rabbi Laza that Rabbi Eliezer was machshir was only by gittin where it's only made to be mitter but abel bestoris this the maschil is lei but by regular documents which are for collection maybe it's not going to be used until a long time and the edmus are going to forget they can rely on the dechsima and you could forge. So therefore, it's not going to be valid. As Taisi says, Pirsh B'Kun Drash explains, the Kamele Gavayin, the other documents, is there for collection. But Dimele Mapeg Lev Ma'an Orach, they're not going to be utilized until a long time. Mishkuch Eid Mesich is another. The ones who were there at the time, they're going to forget. It's been a long time. And what's going to happen is, Mesechina Eid, they're going to rely on the witnesses that signed. But Mesayiv, Ksabel, he's going to forge the upper writing. Mechasim Eid, Eid, Mekam, and the witness signature are going to remain as it was. And therefore, it's invalid. But says Taisi, Pirush Edachik. Rashi's interpretation is pushing it because why should we make this mistake and rely on the witnesses that are signed? But Davar Shechel is daif. We know that that's not good. Why would we rely on that? So Benila ben Yitzchak, rather Pirsah ben Yitzchak, the time of the reason is Mishum Nigzeza Kosevu. There's a biblical decree that Lemachshav Shtaris that you cannot validate documents. I fill the altar even immediately. Why could it be? As the pasuk says, we need it to last for a long time. So therefore, according to Rabbi Laz, it's going to be invalid. Now, Rabbi Yechonami says, no, Fela B'shtaris, in B'shtaris, it's okay. Why? Because B'yechon Tabi goes according to his reasoning. That Fela Adasar Yavim, it gets created. Even 10 days later, they'll remember. I've had the part of this in my ass, because it says in the puzzle, Manyam Diyom Rabim, that should last a long time. I know Shabbat Salga Dayton, and that's because the Gemara assumed the Krolim with the Shtaris Kasi. It must become the good documents. That's not used for right away, because the Lavavavi is not, my ass was coming to teach you. Mashani Gemara says, no, it's a tough come, also it's just coming to give you a good idea, but it's not invalidation. Another approach you could say is the Dafka begitten come Rabbi Yechanan. No, specifically begitten, Rabbi Yechanan said, Dada Sarayam Dechiri. When Rabbi Yechanan said that they're going to remember 10 days later, it's Dafka begitten. I'm sure is, but by documents, Sheshreb Tanoim, with these many different stipulations, Loidiki, they would not remember. And therefore, actually comes out with Dafka La'alta Machshir. And actually, this Rabbi Yechanan says that if Philip Shtaris is only immediately. Ah, Vashta Parch Shapir. Now it makes sense what the Gemara's question is. That it should be able to last a long time, meaning the Gemara's question is, therefore it should not be valid, even immediately. And that's the Gemara answers, no, it's Ezotopic Mashmal. Then Taibmer, Zestai says, we're going to say like this, that he says, that by other documents, Rabbi Laza did not validate. Why is it different than when there's no witnesses? I mean, you're talking about a document that could be forged, that for a long period of time, okay, by other stars, we're not going to rely on the Mesiva. Why is it when there's no witnesses at all on the document? The Gnam Perek Bas, we learned in the last Perek that later in the Pebov Menach, the Rabbi Laza, he was given the Chasim Meshabadim that you could collect from the Chasim Meshabadim. And the behind Bashtar said that's by other documents, because the Pesach Bukh Kundras. So why is it different than when you could be forged, when even when you don't have, he holds that you could collect? Yashram says what you can say is no, the Shani, no, it's different, Ain Elav Adam. When there's no witness at all, why? Keeping the chosav al davish in yochel zayv, since it's written on something that cannot be forged, and the aid makirim the oilam shtar maslav zayim, and the witnesses do recognize the document that's given over in front of them, and that is v'mhoyu mezayif and shum dav. If they would forge anything, hoyu nekazif, they would recognize the forgery in contrast to when it's the witness signed and you could forge it. They're not gonna, no one's gonna know any the wiser. Because what's difficult is the behead yitani perikam the kedushim alone, explicitly the first perik kedushim of avam manalz. If he writes them on a piece of paper, on the earthenware, Sadi Mechurlach, my field is sold to you, Sadi Sunlach, my field is given to you, here's a Mechur Minasuna. So it's sold and it's given. So Amr see over there that Machshir Belaz, or Belaz Aval, it's Avbishtar's Dava Shechel is Daif, even documents and things that could be forged, which is on a piece of earthenware. Hashem says what you could say is, no, the Hadaka Mahacha, so this study says over here, Avbishtar Aslai, Rebel Azar, says documents do not work on things that could be forged. That's only for things that are for proof. That's where it would be invalid. But regarding documents of sale and gifts, which is what it's told over there in Kedushin, which is only used for that moment, that's just to utilize it in the act of Kenyan. Yeah, have a come again. That's the same thing as get, which is it's for the function right now. Some explain, there's no difference between something that could be forged. Going back to the previous question, there's as le'en yachol regarding when you can forge it, be'ed mesila b'laza, be'ed mesila kontra b'laza. So how do we answer the question? This is what we're saying over here in Agamar. Lahichshir b'laza v'chulu etc. Claim, in other words, what it means to say is b'laza ayri v'adai b'chol shtaris. No, you're right. B'laza was talking about the old documents. V'lahichshir, and he when we say that. He doesn't validate. What does that mean to say? No, Heimdall's really kind of say. He meant to say that Rav Elazar Amori doesn't hold like him. El begitin, or begitin b'le b'shtaras, and that's kedomra. Rav Perek Basa later on the Perek Vav and Beis. Aloch Rav Elazar begitin, and Mefarash Hashem. Rav Elazar Ayri af b'shtaras. Yeah, Rav Elazar himself the town was talking about b'shtaras. But the Rav saw the Kavasei because they held like him in one, and he disagrees with him in the other one. So that's what we're saying, that you're right. Rav Elazar himself does not differentiate, as we asked from the question in Kedushin. The Amar Rav Elazar was saying in Halacha, there's a difference. If it says Ve'inir, that doesn't seem to be correct. Because Dimkin, if that's the case, of the Minkar Halacha, Galishna, the Nakar Rav Elazar Gufi, Ve'perek Basra, we should have said the wording he says over there, Halacha Rav Elazar Ve'gitin. Kivin Hachmaitin, with the Perek Basra, in Echad, it's all the same thing. We're saying it's the same idea. Played more of the then it should have been over the hacha from that we have over here, which you tell me is the same idea. Played more of a my part of Rabbi Yechonon Tvei. Why are we asking Rabbi Yechonon that it says about Kesivet said about the Manyam Diyam Rabbim? Kulam Avlim Mefer. Should ask everyone because the Kulam Maitul Rabbi Lozal probably been given. You tell me everyone agrees. It's just that how he passes the halacha. So then that question is not only Rabbi Yechonon. It would have been Rabbi Lozal. Different Taisa doesn't like that shot of answering that question from the steer from the halacha. Of what we said regarding from the Mishnah of Peibav. Can make Tzitz Masal to begin with the Gemara, Ba'alab B'nei Deinenu. But the question is, how could you have a Chesh of the Kadim writing the Get? They're not people of intelligence, which Tzitz explains, Rabbi Elazar Pach. The question is, according to Rabbi Elazar, as seemingly from the previous Mishnah, we said like Rabbi Elazar, and why would it be only to begin with Rabbi Elazar? Because Meir L'Chesh B'Tzim L'Shma, Meir is not concerned for the writing to be done l'shma, it's only the chasima. So the fact of writing, we don't care. So, but according to Balasa, what's the, how do you understand this? The Mishnah Gemara says, because you go to Emel Gavah, the adult standing over him, and he tells him how to do it, where that creates the halacha of l'shma. And then the question is, what did Nam Perikam Nechol, this one in the first Perikam Nechol, Bekul, and Sheshach, to all those who slaughter. Bachem, Rai, Naisim, Nechol, and we have others overlooking them, etc. Who's the one that does not need kavana for shechita? So you see that we're saying that although it can be kosher with the ketanim because you have god l'amalek above, we say it's not considered as kavana. But we're saying over here that with the god l'amalek above, it's considered like there is kavana. So it says, no, how's the matter? This is my kishin in the lamdai l'chavan l'shechit. The adult is overlooking, is not teaching him how to have kavana, how to slaughter. He's just overlooking him. So therefore, but that's not having kavana. He's just checking to make sure it's done well. He went and talking about the adult standing over him. He's teaching him a masir las lishma, and he's warning him to do it lishma. Therefore, also the parak mitzvahs chalitza in the Gemara Yevamos Kavadal on a beis b'mayit mechalitza we exclude from the halacha of chalitza chedesh v'chadashes. Why? Because they cannot say the parash has to be said. And the cotton, why we exclude the cotton? Mishum the ish kasim parash because it says ish. Now it sounds like a matam v'la b'nei kavana, but for the fact that they don't have the ability to have kavana, like possibly we wouldn't invalidate them. Because you have the Gemara, you have the courts over, standing over them. Now, I've got the Mahasam, although the Gemara says over there, the Chalitza is absula, that the Chalitza is going to be valid, that she's Kabbin Shneyem, until they both have Kavana. Oh, Mishum, the best, Mishum, that's not Lashma, like we said, because you have the courts overlooking them to make sure it doesn't Lashma, but I've got the Gemara, and it's going to be like the Gemara standing over them. Now, Mew, however, Hacha Bagul Emek above Kasher, here when you have the adult standing over them, it's going to be Kasher, Afila Beshaita, unlike that of Chalitza, Mishum the Mucha Milsa the Ka'ovi Lishma, because it's obvious that he's doing it Lishma, because Shakaisa Shma, Yushma, Bishamir, Bishamir, he's writing all the critical things that are for this specific woman. But when the Chalitza, we're going to Chalitza, I'm going to say, the Yavam is the Shaita La Bar Chalitza, who? Ava Bishop is a Malam, no, he's even the courts are teaching him, because the Limiter Milsa of Lishma, Kamega Begat. There's not evidence that's being done Lishma, like by getting, therefore, we can't rely on that. Then says, "But I'm beginning to say, 'Bakati Allah ben Eshlichas.' And what are you talking about the halacha of Deya of Das? They're not people that have the ability to have agency. How does that help by having an adult standing over him? Yeshua says, 'What you say is Levin Eshlichas Beksiva.' No, you don't have to have agency by the writing. The Bachos of Lava Balkoi, the pasuk of writing is not going on the husband. I said it's going on the scribe. I so says about the meaning of coming. This is going to say later in the Vayinav and Beit Sarkshem and the Sefer Kasum. The husband has to tell the scribe to write. Leidim Kasumu." And the witnesses to sign, so it says, La Mishum Shlik. That's not bad for agency. El Mishum the Kushlitziva Habal. It's only because, very simply, when the husband doesn't say, Lechosh Leshma, so I could be today as doing for Leshma, Lechosh Leshma, it's going to be considered unspecific. Well, possibly there's going to be invalid because they usually have guilt like Yerushim Kami. We don't say Stamma Leshma, we don't say the woman is waiting and ready to be divorced. Because I mean, Mishum Shlik, like we say in the beginning of the song, on the base and base. I would think to exclude this one, Pidush. If a man writes a get for his wife and he changes his mind, he's not writing it, so it sounds like that the husband has to be the one that it is going on the husband. So it says, no, that's because the husband has to write. The problem is something wasn't written for his divorce of his wife, it's rather written for someone else. But then it says, what's the reason? It says, he should write, here the woman writes it and not the husband. So there it says there also, it's not that the husband has to write. It's not really relying on the word, it's really relying on the word, that it has to be written with his command and then to give. Even it's written in his command, he didn't really give her anything to Shalahu because it's hard, and therefore it's Chasarin and Benasim. But then it's a different question. Then we're going to say, well, B'nai Kriis isn't in. Forget about Das, forget about Shalichas. These individuals, Cheshad or Katan, they're not in the category of divorce. There's some decisions which you can say, no, it's not true. The Cheshad B'nai Kriis, they are considered that they could have divorce because Ha'ilim in Higla Katan. So child will become an adult. And the Shtap Shaita and the mentally range would become sane. Now, B'nai Kriis, they are in the category of having divorce. What's difficult is because the mashmah sounds like the apostle Ebi Kochavim. It sounds like that we did not invalidate a non-Jew. Like the Gemara says, simply because he does it for himself. And that says, Taisis, what's difficult is, but typically, it would be sufficient to disqualify him because Labbe Krisen, you know, because he doesn't have the halacha of marriage to have the halacha of divorce. Why does the B'nai even have to say this apostle? Of course. It's not B'nai Krisen. So it's B'nai, it seems, the Leishaych L'mifsal, you cannot invalidate Mishum D'la B'nai Krisen in because they're not in the category of Krisis. The Midi D'la B'nai Shlichis by something that does not require agency. V'loi L'shem Eidus, and that does not need a halach of testimony. Because the Midi D'la Shlichis, it's only by the halach of Shlichis that we say this later on, Nachav Gimel Mabez, Dein Eben Asa Shlich V'chulu, that the slave cannot become a Shlich. Like Chasimor, it's a sign, L'meyosh, L'shem Eidus, which the purposes of testimony. That's Parakal El, very common. We ask in the first break of Yerim Beis, Gabi Gittin, by Gittin, Shechazmen of Gechavim, which we have that the witnesses were non Jews. Then we ask for Lab B'nai Krisen, but they cannot have creases. Al Ksivel Rebelaza, but writing for Rebelaza, the Lelashim Aedis, that's not for testimony, Lelashim Shlichas, that's not for agency. It's not for witnesses, not for agency. Say, in Lifsel, Mishum Lab B'nai Krisen, that would not invalidate because not B'nai Krisen. The only possible prayer based on Bezo, we don't invalidate the second prayer of Bezo that comes out of Mila by Bekachalim. We don't disqualify a non Jew doing circumcision because they can have circumcision. Here also, that because they're not B'nai Krisen, we're not disqualify them from doing a Krisen. But you know, I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. This is Rabbi Yitzchak says, in Mitzil name, what you could say is a different approach from the beginning of Tesis. We were saying the whole Sugi was according to Rabbi. You can say the Sugi is only B'dreb Meir. It's actually according to Meir. Because the Gemara assumed the Rameya Nami being Ksibul Lishman Bidrabbanan. The Rekondra Meya, yeah, the writing has to be Lishman. They were asking a Chershad Rekond who wrote it rabbinically in this Ksibul Lishman. We decree that since the Chasima has to be done Lishman, we're concerned that we also make rabbinically that the writing has to be the Lishman because of the Chasima. That Amukala Rav Huna explains, oh, okay, but good Lama Gabal. We're talking about the adult standing over him. Mahami, I've had Bashaitan. If it's actually going to be effective even for the mental range, famously, it's more than Chalitza because Kim Nalav El Nagran is only rabbinically. Al Rabbi Lazar, according to Rabbi Lazar, the boy exceeded with their eyes lishma, that he requires the writing biblically to be done lishma. You're right, Lamahani Bashaita, it wouldn't help by a mental range. Gomel Amigavav, adult standing over him, come on, Bechalitza, like Bechalitza. And then, apart from Nachman Breiser, or Nachman's Ram Breiser, Tony Abikachom, possibly say that a non Jew is invalid. Mashmali Dosik Rameir, and it sounds like it's going like Rameir, and Lay Nakat Lifsal Elo Abikachom, in the fact, they were only validating Abikachom, and not that of a Shaita. Which, according to Rabbi Lazar, would be even Chaita. So we're assuming it's Ramea, and then we're asking contradiction. Shan, the Gemara answers, oh, that's not a steer, because Ebi Kacham Matai Nafshi would decover. The non-Jew does it for himself. And they were possibly invalid, I follow a God, Lama Gabav, even though adults standing over him, I follow Ramea, even according to Ramea, that's only rabbinically. How the Rav Nachman, Bukhulu, etc., then Rav Nachman says, etc., that Ubrais the Tani, Ebi Kacham Apostle, actually is Rabbi Lazar. So it's Rabbi Lazar. So why the Nakar Ebi Kachavim? So why does he pick that of a non-Jew? That's Lebusa tells a Chiddush, because he could have said Shaita. No, Da'av Bishu Ben Dasvius, even though he has more intelligence, but still it's going to be possible, because he does it for himself. But what in the Cheshire of Kodim Sulim, same thing as Cheshire of Kodim, would be possible, even Shlichas, if you need to have agency, and the Eloi Ben Shlichas, we don't need Shlichas, Nakar Ebi Kachavim, the possible Chalinin, we pick that a non-Jew is invalid in all situations, because the Elu Cheshire of Kodim, Kshechem, Golem, and Gabov, they would be valid with adults standing over him, but me, about Shaita, about the apostle, Kamei Mechalitza, but Shaita would be invalid just like Mechalitza. And Mechay Mashmet, so it sounds like that for the Meir, the Ibn Kur Meir, like this Pshat, the second Halachatesis, so Gedetta, by Ksiba Lishma Rabban, that we thought that he would require writing to be done Lishma rabbinically, because the Labas, the Uki, Namasnik, and Meir, Parach, because even when the The Gemara explains the Mishnah like a Bnei. The Gemara asks, "Bavadei v'kachom matayt navishkavid?" That he's doing it for himself. So you see that that was the assumption that the Mishnah is even like Remeir. Then Eva Einir, a third pshat, says Taisus. At this point, the Gemara assumes that fully Remeir by Ksiba Lishmavid the Reisa. Actually, even Remeir requires the writing to be done biblically. But Ksiba with the plague, it's only by the sign that he disagrees. Remeir saw because he holds the b'chos of the kra koyach Ksiba nami also on the sign. The b'lo saw, but he doesn't know that Ksiba l'chud. It's only going on the writing. And the reason, the proof is, Rabbi asked him, Rav Nachman says, because of La Lishma, you should write it for her, which means for her namesake, my love, Ksivas Aged, but doesn't mean the writing to get. So it sounds like the Rabbi Yabal Lahamad Dibra Avuna, it sounds like he was coming to explain the words of Rav Huna. That like Ksiva, boy, Remei, Mevakasav, that even Remei requires of the writing from the word Vachasav. Lafiza, Pasal Namik Siv Mechuba. And so Stacy says, yeah, based on this, we come out that we invalidate even the writing of Mechuba. I, but not Lael, I wrote in the Mishnah on the Chavav Mabez, Tosha Vachas Mavinasla Kasher, that if you detach it and you sign it and you give it, it's going to be Kasher. So Stacy says, Mike, Shashai Mokam Atarif. It's talking about we left over the place of the Tarif because even that Remei would hold that the Ksiva has to be done, Lishma, and also detached. Now, Bahashta Parak, so if it's going like everyone, so now the Gemara asks, so the question is on everyone. The Nabanei, how could the Ksiba work? Which is both according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Lazar. Maskrib Nachman, Nachman comes out, the Brestik, Tony, Rabbi Kachom, Apostle, is Krebel Lazar. Umasnitin, Remeir, Namishal, Remeir, Dilabai, Ksiba, Lishma, that does not need the writing to be done, Lishma, and there it's going to be Kasha. If not a Chesha, Bekotten, so why do we pick a Chesha, Bekotten? And yeah, but why didn't Rabbi Kachom say it would be an Andrew? Oina, Milo, not going to be Kachomim. The reason why we didn't pick a non-Jew is from the Reisha Asinamik Rebelazah, because the Reisha of the Mishnah is also like a Belazah. Well, the day Davka Chesed Bekotten, Chesed Bekotten, because according to him, only those three cases are Kasha Chesed Bekotten, because Begobel Oymag Abovin, I'm an adult standing over them, which is not the case by Abu Kacham, because the Dayat did Nafshik of it. Abba Seifa, but the Seifa did a kin that we Medaik, with the Pasal Abu Kacham Lin Yavah, that we say, oh, the next mission that we invalidate a non-Jew from bringing him a cloud in Kasiba Kasha, inferences regarding writing is Kasha, oh, that's Asker Meir, that's like a Meir. Who holds it is kasher. Master Shapet the Litikshay the Daik. Now it also makes sense why the Gemara doesn't ask on the Daik when the Pasul of Gechavim Lein Bechulu Ad Rabba. What do you mean? To the contrary, Lady you should infer Midaloi Tony Liberation the Pasul from the fact that you could ask what he's saying from the safe. You could infer from the Reisha that it is Pasul. Oh, that's not difficult. Says because the Mishum the Reisha has Namikav Lazer because Reisha like Rabbi Lazer come out of Neir, and therefore that's why it says it without a Gechavim. Most definitely does it for himself, and therefore, so it should have been valid according to Rabbanan, that at least rabbinically, it should have been possible according to Remeir, and this should be even even when you have the adult standing over him, it should have still at least been rabbinically possible according to Remeir.